Nolte, Paul, Donald Trump plus 5 in battleground states, plus 3 nationally. By John Nolte on September 4, 2024. According to the latest polling from Democracy Institute, former President Donald Trump has opened a 3-point national lead over incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris and a 5-point lead in the 10 key battleground states that will decide who becomes our next president. Donald Trump appears to be gaining serious momentum in 10 key battleground states, reports Daily Express US, who commissioned the poll. Data from the Democracy Institute shows the Republican presidential hopeful is favored by a 5 percentage point lead over Kamala Harris, at 50% to 45%. The battleground poll was taken on August 28 and 29 and surveyed 1,000 likely voters across Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. The national poll surveyed 1,200 likely voters over the same period. The timing of the poll doesn't tell us much. Only half was taken after Kamala's disastrous CNN interview. Also, Kamala's incredibly stupid and venal attack on 13 Gold Star families over the weekend is not included in the results. This poll is also a bit of an outlier, but not by much. Rasmussen has Trump up 2 nationally. The latest poll from Fox News has Trump up 1. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls, Kamala enjoys a 1.9-point lead, well below where Hillary Clinton was on this same day in 2016, plus 3.9, and where Biden was on this same day in 2020, plus 7. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of battleground state polls, Harris is only up by plus 0.2%. The Democracy Institute poll shows Trump plus 5, which is quite a disparity. What's interesting, though, is that the Democracy Institute poll includes 3 states the Real Clear average poll doesn't: Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Virginia. You would think that with those states included, Kamala would post an even wider lead than Real Clear's average. After all, she polls much better in those 3 states than in the 7 battleground states Real Clear follows. Then again, with about 60 days to go, Kamala is visiting New Hampshire today, and where the candidates visit in this final sprint will tell us a lot more about what their internal polling shows than anything else. What's more, Kamala's running mate, serial liar Tim Stolen Valor Waltz, is campaigning in Minnesota today. New Hampshire and Minnesota should be safe states for Harris. Harris and Waltz visiting New Hampshire and Minnesota today would be like Trump and running mate J.D. Vance visiting Ohio and Florida. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.